93.7.
Tonight, each and every show, as you all know by now, we tee it up with the terrific folks from Talk Radio News, the true insiders in the Beltway and really outside of the Beltway, too. Ellen Ratner, always a pleasure to have her on the show. Ellen, everybody left Washington, D.C. Everybody who was a congressman or a senator, except for a few key people who are meeting with Obama. What gives on this with the sequester falling?
Oh, I think they think there's no deal. They're not going to come up with a deal right away. And, you know, if it's important, they'll call them back just like they did at Christmas.
Yeah. I guess even the White House put some memo out, is that right, on telling agencies what to do, how they should implement the budget cuts?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, that is what executive agencies do. They tell people how to run the country. I mean, we do have an executive, judicial, and, of course, congressional branch of government. And so the executive branch is responsible for carrying out the law within those various departments, and that's what they did.
Yep, absolutely. The what's interesting is the Violence Against Women Act passes, and I don't think that the Senate version of it anyway, I don't think a lot of people understand how big this is and who it protects. Who does it protect?
It protects every woman, and it also protects some Native American women. It protects gay men and lesbians, as I understand it, because I think that there is some fear. I know that gay men who have been abused by other men cannot get into shelters. So that's a major problem. And, in fact, men in general, who some are abused by women, can't get into shelters. So that's a bigger problem. And then illegal immigrants who are afraid to report because they're afraid that something's going to happen to them if they report. You know, and often men will hold that up to them, well, you can't report me because you'll be deported.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. So that's obviously that's big. It was going to sail through, though, right? There wasn't going to be a problem with this, was there?
There is a Republican version that happened in the Senate a Democrat version in the Senate. Democrat version in the Senate really passed.
All right. So we move to Bradley Manning and the whole WikiLeaks saga and this. You know, this guy obviously is I've been saying this on the air, in one way, he did leak the information, but wow, what a scapegoat he becomes, I believe, in this whole story with the info.
There's a lot of people. I mean, they are saying that he didn't aid in the and abet the enemy, and clearly there was a deal made. Now, whether he's going to have to serve all 20 years or not, I don't know. I just said to a friend of mine who's a federal judge, and who imposed a rather long sentence on somebody that I completely disagree with. And I had dinner with him the other night, and I said, hey, I'll do 2 weeks in federal prison if you do.
That was good. Oh, we want to film that. That happens.
I know. Can you imagine? He's not willing to do it. But
yeah.
I, you know, right.
Yeah, you he's offered
that,
it up.
He's still, yeah. I'm gonna sweeten the pot for him.
Oh, you got to let us know what happens on that one for sure.
You have to do it incognito, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all you have to do, Ellen, and I've been to every single kind of prison, meaning the maximum, the country club version, the in-between, the cowboys working on the out on the farm, and you don't want to go there, especially any of those federal prisons. Unbelievable. It's so scary.
Well, I mean, and they say, oh, it's a country club. No, it isn't. That's
no. Now you're locked. Yeah, you're locked down. This is big news. The U.S. aiding the Syrian rebels. How much money did they cough up, the U.S.?
$60 million, but if you read the fine print, looks like they can also add additional money that is not related in other words, the money is not related to arms. So they can help the military, but they can't buy them guns or bullets. Well, there's 1,000 other ways to help so that then they can free up that money for guns and bullets.
Yeah. Last one. This is a big one. You even sent me a note about this, and I've been following this. Obviously, all of us have. The Justice Department files an amicus brief for gay marriage in the Supreme Court. This is going up the flagpole.
That's right. Today, I believe, was the last day to file the brief. They filed the amicus brief They believe that things are discriminatory. Unusual for the federal government to do that. Jake Carney at the White House totally avoided the issue and sent it to the Justice Department. But that is who filed the amicus brief.
Yeah. Ellen Ratner, thanks. You have a good one. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. One of the things we were talking to Ellen Ratner about, of course, you heard the mention there of Bradley Manning, and me telling Ellen, I thought, could there be a bigger scapegoat? Man, I feel for this kid. Honestly, I do. He pleads guilty to 10 of the 22 charges against him, but not the most serious one, which is aiding the enemy, which is what we discussed. And this is the government's largest leak of classified docs in our history. That's true. That's a fact. So Manning detailed why and how he sent the stuff to WikiLeaks. And you know what WikiLeaks is? If you've never heard of WikiLeaks, you've been living under a rock, because Julian Assange is everywhere. He makes sure that you know his name and WikiLeaks. But WikiLeaks is a group that pretty much facilitates, if you will, the anonymous leaking of all that secret info through the website. It's all secret stuff. And some of it, frankly, is disturbing. And you look at it and go, wow, you're kidding, that happened. And here's the thing. The dangerous thing about the Manning stuff was there were sources in the material, and Assange's people didn't redact any of it. So who knows what the repercussions were for anyone who aided us in, let's say, Afghanistan, which would have been through some of the memos or, you know, whatever. So he read a statement for an hour. He described his motivations with what he called SIGACT tables, documents describing, you know, significant actions in Iraq and Afghanistan, and saying that he represented the ground reality of both conflicts, and that he'd become depressed about the situation, and that's why. He made copies of the tables in his workstation in Iraq. He took them back to the States and decided what to do with them. He said he called the Washington Post first. He spoke to a woman he said that he thought was a reporter, told her the kind of stuff he had, and after five minutes he got the impression she wasn't taking him seriously. Oh, I'm sure the Post loved to hear that. Who are you? Classified material? Memos about Iraq and Afghanistan? And he called the New York Times, he said, and got nothing but answering machines. He left a message in his phone number, never heard back. Then he went to WikiLeaks, and they said, of course we will take those documents, please. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So he sent the stuff to WikiLeaks in 2010. The rest is history. And then there was the huge debate, obviously, afterwards. And, you know, what happened now is for Manning, after the Article 32 hearing, the military's equivalent of a grand jury hearing to determine whether there was enough evidence to merit a court-martial began. He was formally charged, as you all know, in February of last year. So here we are a year later, and a military judge denied Manning's lawyer's motions to dismiss charges way back then in 2012. So now it's just a question of what is he going to ultimately serve, let's say. And the public release of the cables, he said, he believed wouldn't damage the United States, but might be embarrassing to the people connected to the memos, which, of course, it was humiliating to the State Department. But the fact that he admits leaking the material because it upset him, but he doesn't have to worry about aiding the enemy, is huge. Stay with us.
He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Ah, the cuckoo's in full swing. Yep. That's the countdown, our special America Tonight countdown on the sequester. Oh, yeah. It's hitting Washington and probably in a neighborhood near you, perhaps. The jesters will all be at the White House on Friday, meaning everybody has skedaddled, left Washington, as we've talked about, with $85 billion in mandatory budget cuts. Yes, those lame ducks went home to be fed, while a few still will mingle at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on Friday morning to discuss ways to avoid the cuts.
They finally first, got the message that it's winter.
That's right. Time to fly home. So you have Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Speaker John Boehner, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi are all going to the White House to break bread for a meeting with the president early in the morning, and that's it. Everybody else is gone. So the law mandating the so-called sequester cuts requires the president to sign an order for across-the-board spending reductions to begin. That's how you officially do it. This will happen. It'll kick in officially at midnight, on Saturday, because then that would be, you know, really go through all of Friday. And that's when it kicks in. And what happens ultimately, you know, everything doesn't fall apart at once. For example, any furloughs with the IRS doesn't happen until after tax season. So there's much more to come. I think a lot of this is maneuvering, and it's less than 2% of federal spending. It's crazy how much has been made of it, because if you looked across the board at what we're talking about, it's just a drop in the bucket. And really, there's so much more that has to be cut. We need billions more. Billions. Otherwise, your grandchildren are going to pay a serious price for this. I mean, a serious, serious price. the absurdity of all this madness in the kingdom over the $85 billion that the sequester calls for. I mean, it doesn't do much of anything. Puts hardly a dent in what we need to really happen to see that deficit go down, to see it actually shrink. So coming up at the tail, or actually coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to somebody out of Washington from one of the most respected think tanks, if you will, as to the effects of the sequester and what's really happening in D.C., what's really going on underneath the surface, and why, with the sequester, which has been talked about for 18 months, why such shock? And now all of a sudden all this fear-mongering, because that's what really it is, running around saying that illegals are going to be let loose and all this other kind of stuff. So do we have manipulated facts? Do we have people who are afraid to challenge for losing their hard pass at the White House? That's what they call it when they give you a hard pass, meaning you can come in for all the press briefings and all that kind of stuff. I mean, to me, it seems like, why aren't people reporting more about the 18 months? Why aren't they reporting more about less than 2% and that kind of thing when we're talking about the cuts that the president himself, it was his own tactic. He was the one who put this in place. So you have the president who's screaming that we're being robbed, but it's 2 cents. It's about 2 cents that we're talking about. 2 cents. He was the one that put this in play. So what, expanding the government even more? I mean, I don't understand this. He knew this was happening. They knew this was happening. 18 months. How can you pretend that you didn't know this? So, of course, we had backlash in the midterm elections, if you remember, 2010. And now what's going to happen after this with kicking all of this off and facing the fact that because the super committee couldn't come up with things to pull out, to cut, this automatic sequester goes in. The proposal to include the sequester in the debt ceiling deal is blowing up on the president. What a miscalculation. I guess they believed that the GOP would be so married to defense spending that they wouldn't ever dare allow the axe to swing, the sequester to take place. I think that's what it was about. Okay, we're going to give you a half here, and we're going to take the other half in defense. Because, you know, whoa, thinking, what's going to happen to the military? Who's going to lose jobs? Who's going to be furloughed? Who's going to call their congresspeople and their senators and complain? And the fact is, it looks like the president's strategy was not only wrong, but it's blowing up on him all over the place. I mean, all over the place. Really? We're talking about lines at the airport, first responders, all that kind of stuff. And the president is running around with a lot of other people backing up what he's saying as to the cuts and blaming the Republicans. But so far, the Republicans haven't decided to fish. They're not taking the bait. So I think this is probably one of his biggest, biggest mistakes, at least into this new term. And as I said, we're going to talk to a guy behind one of the oldest think tanks, actually, in Washington, D.C., and pick his brain about what's wrong in this process and why people have to become more aware, and they are, and more vigilant about holding politicians' feet to the fire. I mean, I guess that's the name of the game. Get them to ultimately pay attention to how you feel because you have the power of the vote. It really still is power to the people. Don't give up that power. And constitutionally, man, I got this little Constitution dog-eared book that I carry around that I got several years ago from the National Constitution Center in Philly, where I'm from. And more I've been looking at it. We've had a lot of constitutional lawyers on, and I'll tell you, there's some really scary things going on and some definite violations of the Constitution. And I don't see revamping this wonderful document, but I think there's some people that think they're going to have a chance to possibly trash some elements of the Constitution. But I'm going to say, I don't think so. Don't think it's happening. Also, at the tail end of this hour, bad boys, and boy, there are a few. Dennis Rodman, what are you doing? Hanging out in North Korea. And how about that idiot behind Girls Gone Wild? Get a bunch of teenage girls who are bombed out of their mind to lift up their shirts, and I'll make millions of dollars. He did, but then he got so greedy and so crazy, he ended up blowing up the business. I think that qualifies as bad boys. And there are a few other surprises, too, that we'll throw into the mix in our bad boy segment. But I think the buzz in the backyard is still really over the sequester, what it means, and a policy failure, I think, for the president that's going to come at the end of the week, this $85 billion that's going to reduce spending by 2.4%. This is a big, big leap in the wrong direction for the second-term president, who is now the king, the president, of the largest expansion of our federal government in two generations. So the control, all that kind of stuff, has gotten out of control. And I think that's not lost on a lot of people. Not some of you listening to me, not just Republicans. I think some Democrats would admit to that, what they're seeing and how ridiculous it is. So the focus was on re-election, and all that time was squandered away. The deal in the fiscal cliff threw in part of this whole sequester thing, but what a slip-up. What a huge slip-up, because they are just not walking. They're talking the talk and they're not walking it, because from day one, this was a bad decision. This was a huge, huge misstep, miscalculation, whatever you want to call it. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to D.C.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We, the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
And you don't seem to understand. A shame you seem an honest man. And all the fears you hold so dear will turn to whisper in your ear. And you know what they say about you. And you know in the midst of my heart. And you don't even mean to say.
Everybody has skedaddled like cockroaches leaving the Capitol as the sequester falls. And all of the conversation about the long lines that we're going to have at the airport and all the doom and gloom and the things that are going to happen, I'm almost ready to take a vacation. So in the wings in our virtual green room is Larry Reed. Larry is the president of the Foundation for Economic Education, or FEE. I love that. FEE is one of the oldest think tanks around in this country, and I can just imagine what Larry thinks of all this sequester nonsense going on, and especially what's been happening, the Potomac two-step, constantly over and over again. We've been dealing with this really for 18 months. Larry, thanks for coming on the show and your reaction to what's been happening with this whole sequester stuff.
Well, thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you. This is a very sad spectacle, and one of the saddest I've seen in decades, and that's really saying something, because there's a sad spectacle coming out of Washington just about every week. What it says about the leadership abilities of those in high position is appalling. What it says about the character of those people is even worse. The scare tactics that are employed are just absolutely astonishing. I think sometimes that Washington is really counting on the American people being stupid or being ignorant or being just too greedy to care and not interested in reducing the size of government.
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, it's just pitiful as we see this happen, that the real cuts, the things that could have happened, in other words, why not make the tough decisions? Don't we elect people to make tough decisions? Don't you feel,
yeah.
Larry, you're right there, don't you feel like they run away from them? They're just, it's like they're just playing for the next election.
Oh, absolutely. They're putting several trillion dollars on autopilot. We send these people to Washington to make tough decisions, to prioritize. But they engage instead in this kind of brainless circus antic of a sequester. Now, to be fair, there are some good people there who are on the right side trying to do the right thing. But the White House, for sure, which originated the sequester idea, is just absolutely, totally off the deep end in every respect.
Yeah. What are the so we look at this, and I'm telling you, even some people that wear the D on their chest are saying to me that they've had enough of this giant machine of big government. I think America has really awoken. Do you feel that way? Because you see it from probably different eyes than I do. Do you kind of get that feedback? Are you seeing that hey, people are really paying attention and they've had enough of this?
Well, in the last few days, I've begun to see that. A week or so ago, I was not as optimistic, but I think the word is getting out and people are beginning to understand that this so-called, draconian cut in government spending is hardly that at all. In fact, even after the sequester takes effect, the federal government will spend more this year than it did last year. We're talking about lopping off about 2% of federal spending, of the increase in federal spending. So it's we're getting all panicked about nothing. They ought to be slashing spending dramatically and eliminating entire departments and functions and purposes of this federal Frankenstein. But nobody's talking about that but a small handful.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. It's like a haircut, and you said it for me, the 2% federal spending. That's crazy. Why isn't that out there? I don't understand. And the $85 billion, that's why I made the sarcastic reference to I feel like I need to take a vacation because of all the crazy nonsense, the cabinet running around talking about how we're so vulnerable with now our guard won't be quite up as high as it should be, and that the border, oh, it's going to be atrocious, and so many illegals are going to be just let free. And I mean, it's intended to be targeted toward the Republicans and driven by the White House, I'm assuming, because these are all cabinet people for the most part, where we're getting all this nonsense, don't you think?
Yeah, but just today, at least one cabinet member was caught stretching the truth dramatically, and that's Arnie Duncan of the Education Department, who a day or so ago was talking about cuts of teachers in some West Virginia school district, and it turns out that the reductions there have nothing whatever to do with the sequester. So this is part of the scare tactics that the White House is employing, and what makes it even worse is it comes on the heels of the most dramatic explosion in federal spending since World War II. It's not as though, we've been paring back year after year and now we're on the verge of some great astringency in federal spending. Federal spending is double what it was just 10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. Do you think, I say, to me, really, we're already in sort of an Armageddon when we look at where our deficit is, because we're basically on plastic and we're not even paying on the principal. And I say the time for me to hang up my headphones and shut off the mic is when we hit, $20 trillion. But that's not... It doesn't look like that could be too far away with we're over 16 now. How can we keep going down the same path? What happens if we get to 17, 18, 19? How can we afford that as a nation?
Well, we can't. This is not a sustainable path. We are headed in the direction of fiscal insolvency. Mm. Now, it may not come by way of the government simply saying we're not going to pay our bills. But if it doesn't come that way, it'll surely be through the erosion of the currency, through the federal government simply printing until there's no reason to print another dollar because it's not worth anything. They've been doing that a lot the last 4 or 5 years. it has yet to take have its full impact on prices. But that's where nations have historically gone. When their governments cannot control their spending, they end up simply printing what they need to pay their bills until the currency becomes worthless. And then you have to start all over again amid chaos and massive economic disruption.
Yeah. You mentioned this, that, and it's just what I say, too, that you have to start really, we just have to slash, slash, slash. That's all there is to it. If we had a household budget and we ran it this way, of course, we're going to have our house foreclosed on, and we're going to be in a heap of trouble. That's what happens to everyday people when the money coming in's not going out to cover everything, and you're all discombobulated in the middle of that. What else do you think needs to happen in Washington?
Well, I think they need to decide, hey, we've all put our hands on the Bible and have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. Why don't we give that a look for a change? There are a lot of things that the federal government does that really have no constitutional justification, and what's worse, they don't solve any problems. They should eliminate tonight the entire Department of Education, for instance. We have nothing to show for the tens of billions that the Federal Department of Education has spent since it was created under Jimmy Carter. The same is true for the Department of Energy. They don't produce a drop of it. And the Department of Commerce is another, which is simply a Department of Corporate Welfare. This down the line, they need to really get serious about what is it that the federal government should do and what should it not do. And if it shouldn't do it, let's get it out of that business altogether.
Yeah. You know, I had a congressman say to me, Larry, not too long ago, you know, I said what we were talking about, that are you playing to be reelected, the people around you pressuring you, is that all it's about? And he said one of the biggest problems that they have in Washington is the fact, and we saw today, everybody leaves. Sometimes it's, you know, late Monday or Tuesday to Thursday late, and they're done, and nobody stays in Washington. They don't have their families, very many Congress folks or senators don't have their families in Washington, so while they can say, well, I'm talking to my constituents and I'm going back home, there's none of that conversation that used to take place, and that face-to-face communication that's so vital even in the off hours. Do you think that would help this demagoguery?
Well, it probably would. I can't see that it would help immensely, but you know, we have a larger problem in this country that we need to address. I certainly don't want to imply that the only bad guys in this whole thing are the politicians in Washington. To a great extent, they are reflecting a serious erosion of personal character in this country. That's at the root of these problems in Washington. Too many Americans look the other way when their congressman votes for the wrong things, to expand government and run deficits and spend like drunken sailors. They look the other way because their congressman brings them something back home for them. Well, that's a character issue. That isn't just bad economics. That's a personal character flaw. And across the board, in all walks of life these days, you see the erosion of character. People who might have once said, hey, it's a sin, it's a crime to spend more than you've got and send the bill to generations yet unborn, now they look the other way, or they just talk about it, but they vote the guy back in who's giving them those kinds of fiscal insanities. So we really have to, as a people, ask ourselves, are we really causing this problem by sending these guys there and rarely disciplining them by voting them out when they do the wrong thing? I think a lot of the problem stems right back to many of us and the character problems that we're suffering from.
Boy, well said. Larry, don't be a stranger. We enjoyed having you on the show. Larry Reed, the president of the Foundation for Economic Education. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Rebounds. He's the king of rebounds on the court. Dennis Rodman tops Bad Boys. Hanging out with North Korea's dictator. I mean, come on now. Kim Jong-un sitting at courtside with him, surrounded by dark uniform fans all over the place. Rodman goes over and now has this incredible, eternal friendship with North Korea's supreme leader. This is vintage Rodman. He went to North Korea for a TV documentary. I mean, give me a break, Rodman. How low can you go? I realize you dressed up in a wedding dress and you've done some other crazy reality television things. Too numerous to list his bad boy hit list. But going over and hanging out with the supreme leader, to me, I'd say I would cut that off. Rodman is accompanied by the Globetrotters, Bull Bullard, and Buckets Blakes, and Moose Weeks. And they're going to the North Korea countryside. And, of course, at the countryside, that's where malnutrition is pretty much everywhere. You can see it all over the place. And think about it, hundreds of thousands of people are still enslaved in prison camps because of the terrible living conditions and abuse. So for that, Rodman and your friends from the Globetrotters, I got to put you in the bad boys category. And as I said this before, some would say genius. He gets young girls to lift up their shirts. But ultimately, he was going to go off the tracks, and didn't you just know it? Because when he was feasting at the trough, he got a little too drunk with, I think, power tripping. So Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild filed for bankruptcy to try to avoid a $10.3 million lawsuit from the Wynn in Las Vegas. And Steve Wynn is the man in Vegas, so he was going after him. 10.3. Wow. That's a big chunk of change. Although back in the day for Francis, this was nothing. I mean, again, he convinced drunk girls to take off their clothes and kiss each other on camera and then sold all the videos and made crazy, crazy, crazy amounts of money as a result of that. All right, and the obvious thing would be to throw people in from Washington, but that's just too obvious. They've been down that road already with me. Let's go to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. Has it ever been more obvious that we need a third party?
No kidding. How many times have I said that? Right from the very beginning, and you are absolutely right. Now we are so at that crossroads that this is the right time. We are ripe for something different.
Right. You know, we have Rand Paul in the Senate, and you have all, like, three or four times a year you'll see the group of five or the group of seven or the group of 12 in the Senate decided to form a coalition, a bipartisan coalition to, and, you know, why don't they just make a group of, you know, whatever, and then just call it a new party, the American Party, you know, Rand? I'm sure you can get some Democrats. They've got to be tired of this. You know, you cannot have any courage and honor if you stick with the Republicans, Mr. Rand Paul. I mean, they said today, oh, we want to be on a glide path to a 10 years down the road, we want to have a balanced budget. That's what the Republicans want. That's our guy. 10 years down the road, you know, that's not going to happen ever.
Right, right. You're right.
Come on.
You're right.
I mean, you know, what other solution is there that both parties decided that they were going to go the sequester route if they didn't come to an agreement? That's a point of honor. You give your word in front of the whole world. The whole world sees that. And then they go, well, maybe we would have changed it. No, maybe, you know, you made an agreement. All you had to do is stick by it. That's all. But they won't
right.
do it.
Right.
And you know why? Because they can get on TV and they can create a crisis. And they can yell, oh, the sky's falling, but I know how to. Everybody's on TV. You know, I think I wrote you something on Facebook. You remember that movie, 23?
Yes.
Well, I'm starting to think that I'm falling into the same mindset as the character in that movie. Everywhere he looked, he saw the same number. You know, for example, but I would have the movie for me would be 85. See, there's $85 billion cut this year in sequester. Wait, there's $85 billion being printed every month in the United States. Wait, there's a $1 trillion deficit, which is divided by 12 is 85. And 8 plus 5 is what? 2013. Oh, no!
Yeah. I love that. It's funny. That reference to the movie is pretty good, too. Remember who was in that? Who was the star? Jim Carrey.
Yeah. He did pretty good in that movie.
He did. Yeah. He did pretty. So I hope that doesn't happen to you, what happened to him. In all seriousness, I mean, we are out of our heads with this nonsense, Tomas. It is crazy. I agree. Third party. Let's bring it on. Who says we can't have it? Yeah.
Rand Paul could pull it off. Rand, don't you think Rand Paul could pull it off?
I think he could. I think he's starting to get people to really believe in what he's saying. I mean, even people who aren't so-called Tea Party people, if you want to throw out labels, because giving money back, tossing money back, and standing by what he's saying, even if it's not the popular road to go, he doesn't care. That's not what he's about.
You know, he needs to do some of those info commercials that Perot did. Remember when Perot get up
yes.
there and chart? And it yes. made it so simple, you know. Words kind of just, you know, you feel like a deer in the headlights. But he would show those pie charts, and this is what's going to happen. That's what he needs to do. And,
yeah.
and people can see, you know, where we're going. Anyway,
yeah.
Kate, thanks again. You are the only one out there who lets anybody from any side speak their mind.
Thanks, Tomas, for that plug. I appreciate it. I always say it, right of right, left of left, I don't care. If you are really rallying for Obama and you think he is the man and you think I'm all wet on my opinions about the jesters and the court and the sequester and the nonsense of Boehner, Pelosi, McConnell, and Reid hanging out with the press after the fact, because that's, you know, this is a done deal. We know it. And all of this spouting off of who's losing jobs and threatening long lines at the airport, but not to threaten the agents and all this other kind of nonsense. Even Janet Napolitano was given a down girl by the administration because she pretty much painted the picture of 30,000 illegals running wild, basically letting everybody go. And she said on Thursday that she had no part in her department's decision to release low-risk illegal immigrant detainees as a way to deal with the cuts that are about to happen in their budget, in the department's budget. So how about that? Napolitano claimed even she was surprised to learn about the release of the prisoners, which of course is going to draw criticism from any of us, because why? What's that about? So for $164 a day, we got people that are detained, and then now we're saying, oh, well, we can't afford to keep them, and how many of them are criminals? And then we get the answer that no, only the low risk people, but we don't have time to go through the detainee population. And I know that to be true. I have an excellent source, a lifelong friend who works for the Border Patrol, and I know, I am positive that they cannot guarantee if they're releasing in a mass exodus hundreds of illegals that none of them are the type of dangerous guys who were pulled aside. You know, they can't guarantee that because they are not able to go case by case. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.